have denied both of the changes of zone and the implication for...
Recommended.
Recommended. We have recommended denial. So the implication for the change of, for the conditional use is somewhat self-evident, but...
That's right, because the conditional use, the water park aspect of it was predicated on the creation of the additional CR1 zone, and we now don't have that recommendation. And the RV or campground portion of the project was predicated on the rezoning from MR to AR, and we don't have that recommendation. That effectively, you know, charts the course for the commission. It doesn't seem, as you said, I suppose there could be a motion recommending approval of it. However, you know, it would be illogical based upon the prior two recommendations against the rezoning.
But it could
and the
happen.
Reason I say that, just for the benefit of the public,
right.
This commission makes recommendations to county council. And so county council will take the information that has been provided to them by this commission and incorporate that into their decision whenever they consider this matter again for a vote. So that's why, you know, you keep hearing us talk about recommendations. That's what this is a recommendation. So, you know, that... It's not automatic that the conditional use could be denied, but it would certainly be inconsistent with the prior votes. So.
Anyone else?
I have a question for Mr. Robertson. Then if a motion regarding this conditional use for denial were made, would a reason for that denial, could that simply be what you just said, because based on the denial of the previous changes of zoning, or would you prefer that there be more reasons given read into the record?
I would, you know, my job as a county attorney is to be able to argue the record on appeal if somebody takes an appeal. So if you've got something to say that's relevant to the record, I'd like it to be said. I mean, I think that's certainly a justification, you know, if you'd choose to make it, that the underlying rezonings have been denied.
I will make one observation, though. If the order had been reversed on how we voted on these, if number three was number one and so on, you wouldn't have that to rely on. And I'm concerned that that's a pretty weak argument.
Well, and that's why I say...
For that reason.
Yeah, so if you have a point that's regarding the entire project, I'd like it to be made. Because, again, it's our job to make a recommendation to county council. I think there ought to be all the reasons that, you know, you have, so that they can make an informed decision. Because otherwise, just saying, well, we already denied the first two, that doesn't, as Mr. Ross said, that and somebody else, that doesn't really touch upon the conditional use itself. So they ought to have some guidance about the conditional use one way or the other. So more than just we recommend denial on the underlying rezonings.
Okay, anyone else? All right, then. In the matter of conditional use number 1944, Castaways Bethany LLC, is there a motion?
Yes, sir, if it please the chair. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 1944 for Castaways Bethany LLC for multifamily dwelling structures, a campground, and an outdoor amusement place where permitted as conditional uses based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being: this commission has recommended denial of the underlying zoning that is necessary to support proposed conditional use project. This conditional use application should be recommended for denial.
Just a second, Mr. Rawls. Ladies and gentlemen, the announcement was made earlier about cell phones. That's the third one I've heard. Is there anyone in here that does not understand that the cell phones need to be turned to silent service or turned off? All right, then. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The proposed use is not consistent with the surrounding properties or uses, which are all residential or related to residential. While there are campgrounds in the area, they predate the current comprehensive plan and trends in the area. By way of example, the Key Box 5 RV or mobile home park was recently redeveloped as single-family condominium units. The limited commercial zonings and uses all relate to the residential nature of the area, providing services such as grocery stores, restaurants, and other small retail shops. Although the applicant stated that the intended project will be regulated by conditions placed upon it through the conditional use process, I believe that there are other locations along major arterial roadways that are more appropriate for the project. There were no parties other than the applicant and its representatives who appeared at the public hearing in favor of this application. The application, if approved, would be detrimental to the health, safety, and general welfare of neighboring property owners, pedestrians, and motorists in the area. This property is in the environmentally sensitive developing district under the county's comprehensive plan. Under that county comprehensive plan, permitted uses are listed as a range of housing types, including single-family houses, townhouses, and multifamily units, and careful mixtures of houses with light commercial uses, such as retail and office use. The proposed use as a transient campground and water park is not consistent with Sussex County's comprehensive plan for this area. The proposed use as a water park with the accompanying traffic, noise, lighting, water slides, and other amusement structures is not compatible with the existing residential uses that surround the property and which exist up and down Cedar Neck Road. Traffic concerns also along Cedar Neck Road are self-evident. It's a narrow two-lane road with no shoulders and very small sidewalks or bike paths along it. I'm not satisfied that this road can support the number of large RVs, travel trailers that would be coming and going from the campground on a transient basis. All the RVs, travel trailers, and vehicles would create a potentially unsafe condition for the increased pedestrian traffic that will also be created if the project is approved. The applicant has not provided sufficient detail about how to safely get pedestrians from its site to the grocery store across Cedar Neck Road, even though the applicant acknowledged that there would be a significant number of people who would be walking back and forth. That's my motion, sir.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of conditional use number 1944, Castaways Bethany LLC. And we'll call the roll. Once again, it's a motion for denial. A vote for the motion is to deny the application. Mr. Burton.
My motion is for the denial.
Mr. Johnson.
My motion is for the denial.
Mr. Smith.
For the motion for denial.
Mr. Ross.
No.
Chair votes no. Motion carries 3-2. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.